This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us from Christian Fellowship Tours, Jason Cronshaw. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Pleasure, Laura. Good to be here.
Look, it's been a tough start to the year for you, and then all the months following, I think, haven't really been so great. Just tell us a little bit about what the effect of this pandemic, of the bushfires, has been on your business.
Well, we run a tourism business in the Blue Mountains, but we also run Christian Fellowship Tours, which do guided tours around Australia and around the world. So when the bushfires were on, our business in the Blue Mountains was really put on hold, but we had the hope and light to know that Christian Fellowship Tours were still looking for a bright future. But then what happened when the pandemic hit, unfortunately, the Blue Mountains had just started to come out of the bushfires, and about 2 weeks of a little bit of growth, then effectively our whole entire business was effectively shut down almost overnight, going from, you know, reasonably good business to about 98% down.
And how long have you been part of the business for?
So my parents started the business about 47 years ago, so I grew up with it. But then after high school, I left and did my own thing. And this time around, I've been back here for about 15 years.
Gee, so how do you feel when you see the business that, you know, your parents have obviously left as a legacy and that you're now running? How does it feel when you see that being hit in the way it has been?
Yeah, over the 45 years, there's certainly been ups and downs, but there's it certainly has never been impacted this much for a number of businesses, including our own. The good thing is that, you know, because it has been a long-standing family business, we have got that backing to be able to weather the storm. But it's especially devastating for everyone who works for us that they're now, you know, really surviving on less hours on JobKeeper with no real light at the end of the tunnel for knowing when it's going to come back.
Well, and you've created a really special group of experiences for people because, as you say, not only do you do the Blue Mountains tours, you've got the overseas aspect, you're also doing ones that have that kind of Christian flavour to them as well. What's the sort of the intention of the trips that you do and the experiences that you want to create for people?
So our vision for Christian Fellowship Tours is to be able to connect people with God and each other through experience, and that is traditionally what we did before was just running extended tours with Christian tour guides. The itineraries were planned around Sundays and there was a daily devotion on each tour as well. And some of them went to faith-based journeys to the Holy Land and following in the footsteps of Paul. Others were just leisure-based tours with a Christian guide. But that's what we're in the middle of right now, of trying to reinvent ourselves to work out what we can be offering to the, you know, the new normal of COVID. So we're looking at doing shorter packages within state without having to go across state borders. Obviously, it's going to be a long time before international borders open, so we need to look at other regional areas. But the exciting thing that's come out of that is in those discussions, we're also looking at new partnerships where there's some regional areas that need help. So we might go to Dubbo and do a stay-put holiday in Dubbo that's also involved with them supporting the Christian community in Dubbo, as well as doing some sightseeing and leisure activities at the same time.
Yeah, I got an email actually earlier in the week from a company that I did a trip to Israel with, and I've seen they're creating Christian experiences that you can do around Sydney, places like Dubbo, and highlighting some of the Christian heritage that we have in our own nation, which I think is quite a significant way that businesses like your own finding ways to adapt. Is that kind of the main focus for you at the moment? Are there other ways you've been adapting, or is that kind of the main shift, doing those things more locally?
We're doing more shifts more locally. We're also doing working on a couple of different online options, and one is doing online virtual reality tours, both for school excursions as well as then for other people who we might be able to then create like a virtual trip to the Holy Land, which is not the same as going there and seeing it for yourself, but when it's your only option, it's certainly a possible option. And we're creating and doing now like an online web platform that would be able to connect Christians with other Christian business, like holidays. So it might be that if it's a Christian-owned hotel at Leeton, as an example, that people will be able to book that knowing that they're supporting other Christians.
And isn't it cool? Because there's something I've seen come up, I think, for a lot of people who love travel around Australia, where we don't just want a getaway now. People are actually trying to travel with intention and make it something that benefits another person. And I think that's actually been a really nice upside to all of the difficulties of the year.
Absolutely, yeah. So, we've been running tours for the Bush Church Aid Society for 40 years, and they supply ministers to outback regions that can't support their own minister, and so we take supporters to that, and it's just amazing to see when a coachload of Christians rock up in a church in the outback, even though they're only there for a day or two, what they provide to that local congregation with just having that extra shot in the arm of Christian connection. So, yeah, if we can create more experiences like that, I think it benefits everyone.
What have been some of your favourite trips from the time that you've been working with the company?
Oh, we chartered a ship one time from Darwin to Broome on the Kimberley coast, so of course I had to go and do that one.
Of course you had to.
Yeah, I've enjoyed going to Antarctica. I had to go and do that one as well. But also we did Oberammergau, the Passion Play, which is normally every decade. In 2010, I did that. Looking forward to that was 2020, but that's been postponed now to 2022. But I enjoyed travel in Australia as well, especially some of the outback regions.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what we're all starting to appreciate a little bit more as well. But over the course of this season of adaptation that we've just described, there's obviously also the behind-the-scenes space where you're probably panicking a little bit. There's also your Christian faith being challenged about how do you lead change? How do you adapt? What has the Christian faith journey been like for you over these last few months?
When we were completely shut down and before JobKeeper, I probably read the Bible and prayed the hardest I've ever done in my life. And I was really praying to God for wisdom about what to do going forwards and what I need to change within the business. And the amazing thing that came back for me was the message was, Jason, you need to concentrate on what not to do. Hmm. And that for me was chasing status. And, you know, as a small example, and it goes across a lot more than this, it's just as a small example, is that, you know, I used to fly on Virgin Australia and I was a platinum frequent flyer and I used to travel more often just to chase the status of doing that. And the message back to me was, don't do that, you know, and it was not just for that. It was really the thought of saying, well, you need more buses or more depots or more money and all of that. Then God was saying, don't do that. Don't chase that. And then the way forward will be clear. And so for me, I've really changed my mindset about all of that personally to be able to say, well, instead of what I used to do was really God was part of my life, alongside my business, alongside my family. But that change to me was then also I put God as number one in my life rather than part of it. And by changing that and 100% focused on knowing that God's perfect plan is to look after me, whatever happens doesn't really matter now. So I became much more relaxed and much more confident that God's got a plan for me. And if the business comes along with that, that's great. But if it doesn't and there's something else, you know, that's what I have to, you know, follow through with.
Yeah.
Hopefully the business is part of that and I don't get sent to deepest, darkest Africa. But
Do you think you would have got to that point if you hadn't gone through this pandemic and the aftermath of the bushfires?
Absolutely not. Like, it was an amazing experience and so clear and fantastic for me. And that's just really strengthened my relationship with Jesus, being able to read the Bible more and be able to really grow my faith and my relationship with God to be able to work through that. It's been this disaster that's, you know, made me go through that experience and led me to it.
What do you think made the Bible become something sort of practical that applied to your direct situation as opposed to just a daily devotional? Because I think a lot of us Christians, we can read the Bible each day, but maybe it doesn't have that same kind of impact on us as it sounds like it's had on you.
The other thing that somebody put me onto was the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. And so that's what I started reading more than ever. And that had John Maxwell's leadership quotes as part of reading the Bible. So that became incredibly helpful for me to relate that to the business experiences that I was going through at the same time. So that was really, you know, the devotional need related to my business at the same time.
Yeah, that's actually something really practical. And do you think that the perspective shift you've had has impacted the relationship with your family and also your employees as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because part of that status thing I said before was I was travelling for business to chase the status, which meant I was away from my family more often, I was away from church and I was away from the business more often, using the excuse that I was doing it for business. But now I've got more family time, more time at church. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a personal thing to decide to share this journey and encourage other business owners and maybe even stereotypically as a guy leading a company to go, hey, I needed to reassess what I was doing with it. What made you decide to share what your experiences has been like?
I guess just to encourage other people who are going through similar situations as well, and to help them know that you're not alone. And there was a couple of other people that I read about that were in business that I had no idea were Christians as well, and they shared a couple of their stories to make, and I realised they were Christians, that I've connected with them and had great conversations with them and encouraged each other.
So it's really built like a great community between all of the different business owners then?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So as we wrap up then, what would you say to fellow Christian business owners, whether they actually own the business or they just run it, they just work there, there's a lot that have had difficulties during this season. What would you say to them to just encourage them and help everybody move forward?
I guess pray and ask God for wisdom about what needs to happen, not just on a business level, but maybe on a personal level as well, and to have a look at and ensure that what you're doing is part of what you think God's plan is for, and maybe that this is a catalyst for change, and whatever that is, if it needs to be changing of the business or changing what you're doing personally, to how that relates to what God's plan is for your life.
Yeah, it's such good advice right there. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.